All right, we're here at the Commodity Classic and the trade show, and I'm at the Precision Ag booth here, and with me is Al Strohmeyer. And Al, first tell me what your title is with this organization, this publication.
Okay, I'm the group publisher for the CropLife Media Group at Meister Media Worldwide, and the Precision Ag franchise is one of the elements within our group. And it's an imprint, in-person, and online bundle of topics around precision agriculture. And the Precision Ag Institute, which is the second year of operations, really originated back probably a dozen, 13, 14 years ago with a company called Clear Window when they started a magazine called Precision Ag Buyer's Guide. And about 7 or 8 years ago, Clear Window was merged in with Meister Media Worldwide. And we kept the magazine going and actually started a spin-off, and we called it the Precision Ag Special Reports. We do 3 of those a year, plus the Buyer's Guide in the summer. And then we go, well, we need more. We've got a really relationship with all these vendors, all these manufacturers of precision. But anyway, we thought, okay, there's another layer we need to get into, and that would have been the web. How can we use the web as a tool to foster precision ag? And then we started doing that, we realized, we need something even bigger than that. And we realized, well, one way we could do it is almost like an association. We could launch a Precision Ag Institute funded by the players. And the first year, we had 13 precision ag, what we called founding partners. We used that to fund grower research. And we worked with DMR Kinetic, formerly Doane's. And we did research on wheat, corn, soybean, and cotton growers on precision ag acceptance and how deep it's been adapted. And we also went deeper and found out, does it pay? And from the information we gleaned last year and some of the other works we've done, we started a new initiative called the Precision Ag Works. And we're going to be running this communication series in our publications and others. There's very simple messages, but we talk about X number of dollars per acre, what you can get if you use different levels of precision agriculture. For a long time, people would say, I'm going to spend money on a yield monitor, I'm going to invest in this part and this part and this component, and they're going, man, I've spent a lot of money. Is the return there? Well, through a lot of focus groups and a lot of different crop studies and different markets we've gone into, yes, it does pay. And we've got quantitative information now about the profitability, how much return per acre extra, and then that's our message. And so we're going to keep taking that to the streets. You can't buy a combine now with a lot of precision equipment in it. You can't buy a tractor without precision. And it's all becoming more and more integrated, and it's paying off. And you're seeing it. You're seeing some of our founding partners are also in nutrition management. You don't want to put more fertilizer down than you have to because it costs a lot of money. And you're worried about runoff? Well, then don't put any more than you need to it, and precision helps with that. Precision helps with the crop protection chemical application. Precision is going to help you put seed down when seed's $200 a bag. So precision is going to pay off more and more and more, and that's what the Institute's all about, and that's what Precision Ag Works is all about.
Well, it seems like, too, in the last decade or so, the definition of precision ag has broadened tremendously. I mean, it started out just being a little thing, and now, as you talked about, it's gotten into areas that perhaps we didn't even think of at a decade ago, and it seems like there's even more to come.
Yeah, it's true. There's a big phenomenon about a year and a half ago when all of a sudden automatic steering, it exploded. I mean, that was a very big phenomenon. And so, it's going in different directions sometimes, or a new technology comes out, and all of a sudden, it facilitates something else that was somebody's dream at one time. It used to call, square foot farming, that square foot, site-specific farming. It seems like precision agriculture is a term that's really stuck. And we're building out part of the Institute, but we're also building out the precisionag.com. That is a site that's we've put a lot of the Institute's money into building out, and we're going to continue building that out. And because we realize it's not a domestic issue, it's a global issue. Part of the Institute's mission is to foster precision ag not only in the United States, but around the world.
Well, and I was going to ask you about the website. I've been on it. It's a great website and lots of great information on there, especially, as you mentioned, those studies. What kind of feedback are you getting from the growers?
Well, last year at this particular show, we send the Precision Ag Special Reports to 20,000 corn and soybean growers, 1,000-plus acre corn and soybean growers. So we do quarterly reach out to this audience. Well, I was here last year, and this gentleman farmer came up to me, and he goes, how do I get this magazine? And, he said, how come I'm getting this magazine? I'm sitting there going, looking like, geez, is he mad? He goes, I think it's great. I said, you know, because whoever's writing this, is they're not talking over my head, and they're not making it too simple. He said, they're helping me really get it. So we're getting pretty good feedback on it. So
well, wonderful. Al, I really appreciate the interview, and I encourage your listeners to go to precisionag.com and find out more.
Thank you very much.
I'm Cindy Zimmerman, reporting from Commodity Classic.